Edward, or maybe you can explain this to me.
I doubt it.
Not that I'm surprised that Ben Roethlisberger would get a new contract. It seemed like a lot of money for a man of his
stature.
No, I was going to go age.
Oh,
but stature's fine. No, his stature. I mean, he's earned Super Bowl trips and done all the rest. I don't know. 2-year extension, and I don't know if he'll get all this money. But it was 60. What was it?
63 million.
Yeah, 63 million. So he has joined the 30 million club that
well deserved, hard earned.
Russell Wilson. Okay. All right. All right. We'll get Antonio Brown's comments on that shortly.
Or Le'Veon
or
Bell. Ryan Clark.
Russell Wilson is the head of that club now at 35 million a year. Rodgers hovers in that $33 million range. Now these are Super Bowl winning, accomplished quarterbacks. So where should we be talking about if the Cowboys do want to extend Dak, his average falling into? What range?
I don't think he's going to be a top 5 paid quarterback, or maybe not even a top 10 paid quarterback, because the Cowboys have too much leverage for him to get that. And their leverage is that they own him for another year on his current contract, which if he wants to play that out, makes him the lowest paid, one of the most underpaid players in the NFL.
Why is
his contract's up after this year.
I know, they own another year. They don't have to sign him this year.
But whenever he gets paid, I think he's talking about not just
Whenever.
But we assume that's going to be now.
But do you have it?
Well, to me,
whether it's now or whenever,
well, you
it is
hold on.
The next
let
year.
Ed finish his point.
I've been to contract this year.
My point is the leverage that the Cowboys have is he's underpaid. He doesn't want to be underpaid for another year and risk an injury going forward in a contract year where he might finally strike it rich. And I think he recognizes that they have limitations, that there aren't a lot of teams that he can probably start for that feel the way about him that the Cowboys feel about him. So for that reason, I think he's a $20 million, $22 million guy.
Okay, so I'm going to say real quick, and I'll let you jump in.
I thought it was a speaker.
Our engineer's involved in something
else. We got people, engineers talking on the radio.
Kill that mic.
If I'm Dak's agent, I'm going to say, I don't know if he's sixth or seventh, but Jimmy Garoppolo's at $27.5 million. How does my guy come in under Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, that's the point. Those are Super Bowl champion quarterback. That had nothing to do with the market. Has nothing to do with the market.
Your accomplishments have something to do with it.
Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo's contract had nothing to do with the market.
That gets you to 27-28.
Right. My point is, yes, and that was before he got to 30.
That's because the Redskins screwed it all up.
Okay, whatever the reason, the market is the market. Okay? Dak did not get rid of his homeboy in Shreveport and go with CAA to take $20 million a year. He could have got that with his homeboy. Okay? He went to CAA in Todd France because he's trying to maximize his deal. And the thing about Dak, why he doesn't have to take the best deal the Cowboys want to give him now, why he can be patient if it comes to that, he's getting a lot of money off the court, off the field, and endorsements that a lot of those quarterbacks don't get. So it's not like I haven't been making money, so whatever they give me is better than what I'm making. I'm going to take this first best deal.
So you're telling me that his first big guaranteed contract doesn't matter because he's
I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying he don't have to.
You're saying he doesn't have to take a bad deal.
Right, as some people think. And number one, his contract's up at the end of the season. Okay, the Cowboys want to keep him. Okay, the franchise tag, as these quarterbacks continue to sign deals, had nothing to do with Dak, but the franchise tag is $30 million. That's the starting point for any contract talk.
Right.
That's the baseline.
And the Cowboys,
it's $30 million.
The Cowboys have the leverage to slap that on him. Instead of giving him a $30 million five-year deal.
Okay, fine. Then I'm going to be Kirk Cousins. You're going to give me $30 million each year. It's $30 million this year. It's
36 or so the next year.
Yeah, it's going to be what it is.
And
but
then 50.
I'm not taking 20. The whole idea of 20, 22.
He didn't say 20.
He said 22.
He said 20 range.
No, he said 20.
He said 20 to 22.
Did you say 20?
Yes. He said 20 is not even conceivable.
We'll see.
I agree. I agree with Clarence on 20.
Not even. 25 ain't conceivable.
I think 25 is possible.
No.
But I don't think it'll be less than that.
This is going to be a
You think somebody else would pay him that?
This is going to be a good one.
The Cowboys are going to pay him that.
You think anybody else would pay him that?
I don't know.
This is going to be good.
I don't know, but I know one thing. I know the Cowboys don't want to get back on that quarterback train that they were between Aikman and Romo.
They also don't want to get in the cap situation they got with on Romo's third contract.
Which is why
if he's not
which
worth
is,
it.
Which is why they're drafting better, which is why they're focusing on the draft, focusing on young players, and they're going to structure that deal how it is. The bottom line is this. The goal is not to balance the budget. The goal is to win football games and put the best team possible on the field.
But to do that, you have to balance the budget.
You got
to
pay DeMarcus. You got to pay Zeke. You got to pay Amari. You got to pay a lot of people. You have the highest paid offensive line in the NFL. And can't pay everybody. I'm not saying Dak's one, but I'm saying you
got to. According to the Cowboys, they budgeted paying their core guys. And
right.
Their words,
but we don't
mine.
Know. But we don't know what that budget
is. He didn't,
say,
he didn't say we budgeted paying Dak at the top of the quarterback market.
That's right.
No.
Right.
He talked about Zeke that way.
Well,
he talked about Dak getting market value.
Steven has been very adamant about not going over a certain number.
No,
we
no,
don't
no.
know what that number is
right,
with Dak.
Right, but yes.
It may be 26.
Nate Newton, what's your number? Give us a number.
Man, it's going to be good. That's all I can tell you. See, because me, I know how – Steven don't think like Jerry. If it was Jerry, we already know what it would be.
He'd pay him.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But with Steven Jones, we got to wait and see. We know it ain't 22, but we know it ain't 31 either.
I think,
well, Dak may not know that.
Steven,
Dak, well, it's not 30. No, it's under 30.
Not according to clearance.
No, it's under 30. I'm saying the Garoppolo thing troubles me, but it's going to
be
under 30.
Okay,
this is
going to
be good.
When Wentz gets paid, I mean, the number's only going up. It ain't going down, okay?
No, not,
the number's
maybe
only
not.
Going
maybe
up.
Maybe not. Mahomes is going to be the next really big
He'll
one.
He'll be the 40s.
How do you know your boy who can't stay healthy in Philadelphia ain't going to get that?
No, he's going to be somewhere where Dak is.
Why?
He's not going to get 35.
Two. He's the number two overall pick or number one overall pick, whatever he was.
I don't know if Dak has arrived at Carson Wentz money level after 3 years.
Oh.
Look at the numbers.
Wow.
What numbers do you want to look at?
This winning?
One team won a Super Bowl, and he had a lot to do with it. They were 11-2. They're not going to be – home field advantage without it.
He has a ring.
Two NFC titles. One more game. I mean, come on. I'm talking about if I'm Dak's agent.
He called the Philly special. He said, let's try the Philly special.
See, I'm kind of against Kalshaw on this. I think Wentz and Dak are in about the same boat.
I don't think they're the same
player. Even though one of them was a first-rounder and one was a fourth-rounder.
I don't think that.
They came in together.
If Dak,
I think Dak's rookie year was better than Carson Wentz's second.
If Dak won a bet on himself, and they say the Cowboys get 11 wins, now you can't argue. Not argument is not there. You franchise him, it's 30 mil. You try to sign him, it's 30 mil. So that's where I see it at.
Do you want your money a year early and the protection against an injury that might cost you this big contract, the first one of your career?
I understand what you're saying.
What Ed's saying is that's the reason for
I understand what
the Cowboys
saying.
Doing it now.
But if
that's what the Cowboys want to convince him at.
But you can't. Right.
But Todd France, you got to know the agent. You know Todd France. They hold out people. They're not taking less money.
They ain't taking no 22.
Yeah, but if you take that attitude, why wouldn't Zeke be thinking the same thing?
He is.
That's why I said he's not going to play for $9 million
this
year.
Zeke might not play this year. Let everybody get paid.
Well, we'll see. We haven't heard anything from him yet.
We have.
This is going to be good.
We have.
This is going to be good.
We have heard.
When they do open the door.
Heard? This is going to be like
door.
Jerry and Steven arguing over Dion.
Yes, it is.
Steven's
going to be choking Jerry.
Listen.
Once again.
as DeMarcus Lawrence told Jerry or Steven, that's a you problem, not a me problem. The cap is a you problem. That's your problem. That's your job.
As he loads up his yacht.
As long as Dak
climbs up on his
as
yacht.
As long as Dak thinks he can go and get it somewhere else.
Well, maybe so. But it's who's calling whose bluff. As long as the Cowboys think they can go find another
if
quarterback.
They win 11
games the thing about the Cowboys.
Dak going to get paid.
The thing about the Cowboys, as we talk about, they haven't proven that they know how to pick a quarterback. They fell into Dak.
They fell into Romo.
And they fell into Romo. So them going out trying to get a quarterback, we don't know that they know how to do that.
Well, there's one right now that you could trade a third rounder for.
Again, they haven't proven track record of going and picking a quarterback.
It's hard. It's hard.
Well, they got one. They're not letting him go.
Well, we're not all this talk about winning Super Bowls and doing this or that. Is everybody completely convinced that Dak is the guy to do that?
I don't think so. The way they're paying quarterbacks, it ain't got nothing to do with Super Bowls. Them top five or six guys, I agree, they've all won Super Bowls. But when you gave the kid from San Francisco that money, when Minnesota gave them that money, that kind of hurt the market. Now, will the Cowboys say, will the Cowboys think like Ed and say, hey, man, we're going to give you $22 million this year. You're a year ahead of schedule. And will his people go for it? I don't think so.
Won't be that.
Well, the Cowboys will try to argue those are anomalies. The Cousins situation was
he got
created by the Redskins
three times.
And Garoppolo got traded, and the team was at the bottom of the barrel, and they had to – and he won a few games, and they went crazy.
Well, Dax Magic agent, he's talking above $30 million per year, this is going to be a contentious
deal. It's going to be good, man.
Deal.
This is going to be a good
deal.
Well,
again, whether it's 27, 28, 29, 30, that's
now you're down to 27 already. Before you're at 30 minimum.
I'm saying.
You said franchise tag is 30.
To me,
so that's where it starts.
That's the baseline. But
now you're down to 27 already.
That's working you down.
We're only $5 million apart now.
We're not getting there.
I think you guys
I'm just telling you.
How late can you stay up?
The idea that you have to be the best at your position to get the most money. The Raiders just signed an offensive lineman from New England who's never made a Pro Bowl and made the highest paid offensive tackle in the league.
That's their problem.
I know, but that's the NFL. That's what happens in free agency. That's the way the money happens.
That's why I say if Dak play out this year and they win 11 games, then you franchise him. I mean, don't the Cowboys lose because they got to come up with just $30 million up right away? And so,
well,
then
it hurts your cap for
yeah,
sure.
It hurts,
but it prevents him from getting the big $90 million guarantee too.
We'll see, man. I'm not holding nothing against no one, man. But I know this is going to be good.
Look, I think I've defended Dak to this fan base 1,000 times, so I think I have an appreciation for the guy that most fans at least don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do I love him as much as Jerry loves him? Probably not. But Jerry wanted to play Romo again 2 years
right.
ago.
I agree.
I just don't know that it's going to be necessary for them to pay him like a top 10 quarterback.
We will find
Given
out.
The
All I know is this. This is the magic of the firing line.
Though?
Ed Werder and Clarence Hill began that segment $10 million apart. They got it down to $5 million.
No.
That's what can happen.
It's $30 million.
Right
it's $30 million.